Question is, in the writing of a ketubah, does the rabbi who's writing the ketubah have to include the status of the lineage of the hatan? For example, let's say he's a kohen or he's a levi. Do they have to write Ploni, who is a kohen or a levi? So, according to Maran, in Ibn Ezer and Hoshe Mishpat, it does not seem that he holds that you should have to be concerned about writing Kohen or Levi. However, the Rama in Kuf Chaftet in Ibn Ezer Seif Ayin Zayin says that you should add the word Kohen and Levi just in case there's two people with the same name. By putting the word Kohen or Levi, so you solve that problem. Sometimes you have two people with the same name, two Yosef ben Shimon. So now you're right, a Kohen, now they know which one you're talking about. And the Minhag, especially today, that a lot of times one of the main ways we verify if a person is a Kohen or not, if we have a Safek, we say, bring me your Ketubah. And we see the way the rabbi wrote the Ketubah. If you put the word Kohen in it, we say, must be a Kohen. So therefore the Halakha, Hacham Avadya holds that today when you're writing Ketubah, the Sofer should include in it that the person is a Kohen. So they would write, for example, Yosef, the Mitkare, Joey, a Kohen. Ben, his father, Abraham, the Mitkare, Avi. Now, let's say the name of the guy is Kohen. That's his last name. Then the poskim say you don't have to write Kohen, the Mishpat Kohen. Then you can just write his full name over there and his head, the Mishpat Kohen, and we know if it's Mishpat Kohen, that's the way we know he's a Kohen. But for example, if it's another name that's not actually Kohen, then the poskim say you should add Kohen into it. The question that they asked Moshe Feinstein is, let's say they wrote a ketubah and they made a mistake and they wrote Halevi and they found out that the guy wasn't a Levi. Does that posel the ketubah? He came along and said it doesn't posel the ketubah, even though technically the witness is assigning and he's not a Levi, but the main thing the witness is assigning in is on the monetary obligation, and therefore it's not going to be posel any of the details, even though they got them wrong. So really the Rav who's writing the ketubah should make a proper determination what the status is of the people. Now if he doesn't know, better not to do anything. Better, you can't go wrong by not writing Kohen and Levi, that to write Kohen and Levi and then you realize you made a mistake and you have to rely on, you know, kulot, that the shtar is kasher b'di'amad. Even when Moshe said, l'chatechila, in that case, it's better to write a new ketubah, if possible. But b'di'amad, the ketubah is kasher, even in the case where the sofer made such a